Before I begin tonight, I ask the congregation to pray for me. Sunday, I will be leaving town on business, so I'll be gone for about a week. So I ask and pray that y'all pray for me, that I have safe travels. There was one correction that I wanted to make, is that one of the scriptures that was read, I gave Brother Elbed the wrong scripture. The scripture of Mark should have been Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 51. But if you've been paying attention to the scriptures that was read into your hearing, you will see there is a common theme amongst these scriptures. But I'm going to start my reading. If you will, turn with me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verses 15 through 21. In John chapter 6, verse 15 through 21, the Bible reads, "And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again into the mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 to 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, 'It is I, be not afraid.' And when they willingly received him into the ship, immediately the ship was at land, whither they went." There are certain things in life that are guaranteed. I think Ben Franklin said that, you know, there are two things in life that's guaranteed: death and taxes. Another thing that I think is guaranteed is that the Cowboys will not win another championship. but one thing that is also guaranteed is that we will have storms and difficulties in our lives. And if you notice that when you looked into your reading, that all four Gospels record a storm story. As a matter of fact, Mark has two storm stories in his Gospel. So we see that even God knows that, you know, when it comes to storms, that each and every one of us are going to face storms and difficulties in our lives. You know, and that is not only to Christians. You know, each and every individual that live on this earth will face storms and difficulties. It's just that the difference with Christians is that we have God on our side, and that God would help us, guide us through the difficulties or the storms that we have going on in our lives. And one thing about storms is that they always say that either you're in one, coming out of one, or you get ready to head into one. So, you know, storms are guaranteed. You know, and it is important for us to understand that when we face these storms, is that how to deal with the storms in our lives. And, you know, I find it remarkable that when you look at the Gospels, that all four Gospels record a storm story. Now, there are similarities between the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels are Mark, Matthew, and Luke, which means synoptic means they see Jesus the same. Of course, John, His gospel is a little bit different, so his recordings of the storm story is a little bit different. But I want to focus on all four when it comes to storms in our lives, because, like I said before, we all go through storms, we all go through difficulties. But before we figure out how to navigate through the storm, you first have to find out what kind of storm it is. Now, you know, in my short lifetime, I come to realize there are three types of storms that we face in our lives. Three types of storms that each and every one of us go through. And like I said, it's not just those who are Christians, but those in the world today. when it comes to storms, the first kind of storm that we face and the first kind of storm that we go through are storms that we create ourselves. You know, there are storms that we cause ourselves. We put ourselves in trouble. We put ourselves in harm's way. And the Bible are full of Bible characters that created storms and upheaval in their life. You may remember Jonah, right? We know that Jonah caused a storm in his life. And how about David? We just studied David not too long ago, and that how David and his sin with Bathsheba caused a storm in his life. And not only that, not only his life, but it affected his storm affected his family around him. There's another Bible character as well. How about Samson? Right? Samson caused a storm in his life. And, you know, Samson, you know, end up getting a haircut at the wrong barbershop. Right? So we see that when it comes to storms, right, that storms is something that's guaranteed in our lives. But when it comes to the type of storms, we have to realize there are sometimes we just cause ourselves trouble. We have a knack to wander it throughout this world, causing ourselves trouble. And again, we're not exempt from things in this life and the things that we go through. So yes, there are times where we're going to walk ourselves into trouble, but it's important to realize that when you are in the storm, how to navigate through it. Not only then how to navigate through it, but who to look to help you navigate through it. We know that when the disciples were in their storm, is that one thing that they saw is that they saw Jesus walking on the very thing that was causing them trouble. Now, it's amazing when you look at the storm stories that the storm was raging and the disciples was in the boat, and it was the storm and the water and the wind that was causing the disciples trouble. But we have a Savior that is so powerful that he's able to walk on the very thing that is giving us trouble. Not only that, is that we know that when it came to Jesus and when it came to Peter, and Peter wanted to get out of the boat and walk on the water with Jesus, the one thing Peter forgot to do is focus on Jesus. See, when we're in our storm, that is who we need to rely on. That is who we need to focus on. We need to focus on Jesus, because we see that Jesus is the only way we can navigate successfully through our storm. Another storm that we tend to encounter is storms that is caused by others. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read verse number 26. And this is Paul, and he's talking about some of the difficulties and the things that he went through as an apostle. And in verse number 26 is where I'm going to focus on. It says, in journeying often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and listen to this, in perils among false brethren. The most difficult type of storm that you can face is a storm where your fellow brother and sister in Christ is causing. That's the most hurtful storm, that because these are the people that you depend on. These are the people that you would not expect to cause a storm in your life. And unfortunately, church, we see that is always not the case, right? We see that when it comes to storms, that sometimes our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, the one that is supposed to be in lock shield with us, the one that's supposed to be carrying the sword with us, the one that's supposed to be following the same Christ that we're following, will cause the most difficulty in your life. So we have to understand that there are sometimes we have storms that are caused by others. But what do we do? What do we do when we're facing storms that are caused by others? You know, if you study the New Testament, you see that a lot of difficulties that Paul ran into. You know, yes, he had difficulties with his brethren, the Jews, but he also had difficulties with his own fellow brethren in the church. Matter of fact, in this letter here in 2 Corinthians, they were accusing Paul of being a false apostle. He is the one that established the church there in Corinth. So I know that had to be hurtful to Paul. So we have to understand there are sometimes that storms are caused by our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And I can tell you, church, that if you just look around you, if you've been in the Lord's church for a number of years, you can see that there are congregations that have been ripped apart because brethren are causing storms with other brethren, causing division within congregations. So we have to understand that there are storms that are caused by our own brothers and sisters in Christ. And another storm that we have to look out, and this is the one that I want to focus on for the next few minutes that I'm standing up here, is the storms allowed by God. Yes, God would allow you to go through storms. And there's a purpose. We're going to get to the purpose in a minute. There's a purpose. But God will allow us to go through storms. He will allow us to go through storms. Turn with me to Luke. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31. Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, the Bible reads, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he may sift you as wheat. But I pray for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." We see that here's a scenario where Jesus is, or pretty much foretelling Peter, that Peter is going to deny him. And did Jesus stop him? Did Jesus stop him from doing or going through the storm or going through what Satan was about to do to him? No. He'd allowed it to happen. What one thing Jesus said, though, that he prayed, right? He prayed that his faith faileth not, when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. See, that's the purpose of God allowing us to go through storm, to strengthen us. See, a lot of times we try to say that we want to be mature Christians, but how do God mature us? How do God strengthen us? He strengthens us by allowing things to happen in our lives. See, we say we want to be mature Christians, but how can you be mature if you don't allow God to discipline you? That's what it is. You know, it reminds me of Hebrews chapter 12. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We know that in Hebrews chapter 11 is what we call the hall of faith, right? Where the Hebrew writer shows us Bible characters that showed exemplary faith. But do you know that in chapter 12, it shows us how faith is developed? It shows us how our faith is developed. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 11, it talks about God's discipline. That God will discipline his children. He will allow us to go through things. He will allow us to go through difficulty. Why? Because he's trying to strengthen us. He's trying to exercise us spiritually. It's nothing wrong, it's nothing worse than a weak-minded Christian. Why? Because when trouble comes, they are the first one to run. They're the first one to run. So God allows storms in our lives in order to strengthen us. Each and every one of us have to understand that, yes, we're going to go through difficult times. And the first thing we ask, God, why? Why are you allowing me to go through this? Why am I going through this? But sometimes we have to just sit back and let God do what he does. And allow him to strengthen us. And it's so encouraging, and me and Brother Obed, we talk about this all the time, is that when we have members like Brother CD, we have members like Sister Mary Ann Burrow, that are sick and you would think they would be down and out, like Sister Betty Hunter. Brother Cecil can verify that every time we go see her, she's upbeat. Upbeat. In their 80s. You know how many storms they have seen in their lives? And they still are happy. Why? Because they understand this is the way God exercises them. This is the way God disciplines his children. He allows us to go through storms. So we have to understand that these storms that we go through, they are a trial or a test. Go with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse number 3. These are very familiar passages. And it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, God prepares us. See, when it talks about trials here, and remember, Brother Obed taught this lesson on the book of James. And one thing that he taught me that I never did realize is that when it talks about verse number 3, the type of things that we go through is not temptation. Right? God is not tempting us. He's allowing us to go through trials to strengthen us, to prepare us for the temptation. So we have to understand that when God is allowing these things to happen in our lives, that is the way that he's strengthening us. That is the way that it helps us mature as a Christian. Because when we mature and we know, see, when God allows things to happen in our lives and we're able to go through that storm, guess what? We're better when we're on the other side of the storm. Now we're battle tested. So when another storm happens, we are stronger. We're willing to take it on. And it builds our confidence and our love for God to know no matter what we go through, he is there. And it's the same with Jesus when in all four Gospels we see that. Do you know the common theme between all four Gospels? Is that the disciples were scared. Every last one of the Gospels record the fear of the disciples. And what did Jesus do? He calmed their fears. Why? How? By speaking to them. How did God speak to us today? Through his word. There's nothing that we go through in this life that God and Jesus don't know about, that they can't carry us through. Even though sometimes it seems bleak, sometimes we ask ourselves why. Just hold on and listen to God. So a lot of times what we do as Christians sometimes is that when troubles and storms hit our lives, the first thing we do is not even pay attention to God. Just want to whine and cry about it. But Jesus expects us to listen to what he has to say to us. Look at the examples we see in the Bible. Not only that, look at the examples you see around you. You know, people always talk about, the graying of the flock. You know, and they look at it as a negative thing. But I look at it as a positive thing. Because when I see the graying of the flock, I see experience. I see people that have been battle tested. I've seen people that have weathered the storm. And it encourages me, especially when they're encouraging me. And I know that if they can do it, I'm worshiping and following the same Savior they are. He can do it for me as well. So, church, we have to understand that, yes, we're going to go through difficulty. We're going to go through storms. Sometimes there's storms that's caused by ourselves. Those are the worst ones, right? Because we're hard on ourselves. Sometimes there's storms that's caused by brethren. Those are the ones that hurts the most. And there are storms that are caused and allowed by God. So maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you are coming out of a storm. Maybe you're currently in a storm. Maybe you're getting ready to go into one. But I come to tell you here tonight that if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, you're going to have a difficult time navigating it. So you may say, brother, how can I have Jesus or have Jesus in my life? Well, you have to hear the gospel. And then do you believe what you heard? If you believe what you heard, then it should change your life and make you want to repent. And not only that, do you truly want Jesus to be Lord of your life? Are you really choosing Jesus? Well, confess that name, the sweetest name known to man. And lastly, if you want your sins to be washed away, get into the water of grave and baptism. No, the water does not wash away sins, only the blood of Jesus. But it's the place where God places that blood to wash away your sins. And you're not done there, because guess what? That's when the storm's going to come. You got to be faithful to the end. Like Brother Joe always says, faithful to death. But maybe you've been in a storm and you're drowning and you don't know what to do. And maybe you haven't been doing the right thing to navigate your storm. But this is the opportunity. You have the congregation. You have a bunch of people that's willing to pray for you, to help you navigate and encourage you while you go through your storm. So if we have anyone that want to put on Christ in baptism, or anyone that needs help navigating their storm, you can do so as we stand and sing the song of invitation.